So as reading the readings for this morning, I was reflecting on all the incredible things that God has done for us. And there's quite a few of them that just jump right out in our readings. In our first reading, St. Peter calls Jesus the author of life. And I love that phrase because in a part of what it's revealing is that Jesus is the one who formed each and every one of us in our mother's womb. He's the one who gave us life. And so every detail of who we are, from the color of our eyes to every hair on our head, you know, every beat of our heart and every breath that we take is entirely because of Jesus Christ. He crafted each one of us in an act of love and gave us life. And not only did he create each one of us, but he created everyone around us. So if we think about our parents, our siblings, our friends, the people that we care about in this world, every single one of them is created by God. He is the source of their life. And the resurrection, you know, Jesus rose not for his sake, but for our sake. You know, who would have ever thought that Jesus Christ, when he came to this world, that his mission would be to conquer death so that we could live forever? And the apostles are so shocked and so amazed at what they see that even after Jesus rises and appears right in front of them, they still can't wrap their mind around it and they still can't, you know, connect the dots and recognize that he's risen. And that's why in the gospel, Jesus says to them, touch my hands and my feet and feel that it's real flesh and real bone. They can't actually even grasp what in their minds what had happened. And even after that, it says they're still disbelieving. And he eats a piece of fish in front of them. And he's like, look, I'm eating fish. I'm really here. And so he had to go through these things in order to convey to them the reality of the resurrection, which is our promise of a future resurrection as well. That if we're faithful to Christ, if we serve him well, that we will participate in the resurrection of the living. And we'll be reunited with our bodies one day and be able to spend all eternity with Jesus Christ. God has given us the church. It says at the end of the gospel that he sent the apostles as witnesses so that we could have access to what they had witnessed and that we could have access to the graces and the life that Jesus Christ wishes for us. And so he gives us the gift of the church so that we can come here this morning and have access to the bread of life and reflect on what Jesus Christ has revealed. If it weren't for the apostles and if it weren't for the church, we wouldn't know any of this and we wouldn't have access to any of this. And in the gospel, it says that Jesus was made known to them in the breaking of the bread. And so the Eucharist is an incredible gift that Jesus Christ gives to us. That's his continuing presence in the world. It says Jesus Christ was made known to them in the breaking of the bread. They were to find his presence in the Eucharist. And so that the greatest way in which Jesus Christ feeds us with his grace and his supernatural life is through the Eucharist. So we can receive the risen life of Christ into ourselves and that it can radiate through us body and soul. One of the reasons why society around us is unraveling, and the most important reason, is because so many people have lost sight of these truths. They've lost sight of these incredible things that Jesus Christ has done for us. And part of the reason why that happens is because our minds are darkened with ignorance because of the fall. We forget these things, or some people refuse to see the truth. You know, that's why there's so much violence in this world. If people recognized the sacredness of human life and who the author is of every human life, then there would be no gun violence. There would be no abortions. There would be no rioting in the streets. There would be no concentration camps in China right now if they recognized the sacredness of human life. There would, you know, the toxic race relations that we have in our country wouldn't be there if people could recognize the sacredness of life. But that's the reality of human history. You know, history is the interplay between the goodness of God and the brokenness of humanity. And the reality is that the greatest problem that we face in the world today is people losing sight of God. people falling away in large numbers from the worship and adoration of God. They've forgotten these truths that are so necessary to order our lives properly for our own sake, for our salvation, and for the world. But on our part, we are called to, as Jesus Christ commissioned the apostles, we're called to bear witness to Jesus Christ, to be saints that rise up and are willing to be witnesses in our world of the reality of who Jesus Christ is and of the resurrection. And mediocrity is not going to be enough. You know, mediocrity is not going to influence and transform those around us. And mediocrity is not enough for our own salvation. Those who are lukewarm in the faith do not attain salvation. And so it's important for us to radically embrace the gospel message. And two of the virtues that are very important for us to embrace are fidelity and perseverance. And so I encourage each one of us to nurture those virtues within ourselves and especially within our families, because the family is the most fundamental building block of society and of the church. And so it's absolutely essential that we have strong families that are nourishing the faith. If that happens, then the world is going to be transformed. If that doesn't happen, then nothing else is going to transform the world. And so when we talk about the virtue of fidelity, fidelity to the Eucharist is critical. It should be absolutely clear to every one of our parishioners and every child that's growing up in one of our families that the Eucharist is our top commitment in life. That there is nothing in this world that takes precedence over the Eucharist on Sundays. That the worship and adoration of God is primary. That value should be absolutely clear to every single young person who grows up within our families. And fidelity to our parish and to the church. We can't allow any divisions, any internal divisions, to break the unity of our parish and of the church. You know, there's so many parishes that are divided over petty things, over finances, or over, you know, how much money goes to the school, or, you know, over, you know, just petty things that should never divide a parish. And in order to give proper witness to those around us, we need to have the unity and charity that Christ teaches within our parish. And we have a wonderful parish here. We're blessed to have a wonderful parish. And we should exercise the virtue of fidelity to our community here. Most of our young families do not practice the faith. Most of them have fallen away. And many, many parishioners have left the practice of the faith. And so I encourage each of us to reach out to those people that we know who have fallen away. I'm sure many of us know people. And how do we reach out to them? Well, first, you know, we need to figure out what the problem is. Why did people fall away? And sometimes it takes a while to get to the root of the problem because people might not be very forthcoming with it until we build a relationship with trust or they know we're not going to pounce on them. But the first thing is to figure out why they've left the practice of the faith. What's going on within them that's led them away? And then once we determine what that is, we can help to figure out what they need in order to help them be reconciled and return back to the church. But Jesus commissioned the apostles, and they transformed a broken world that was very antagonistic to Christianity, to embrace the fullness of faith. And they transformed an entire civilization. And the same thing can happen today, but it happens through saints. And there's nothing more that our world needs today than to return to Jesus Christ. And he has blessed us with so many gifts, so many good things. And so when we live in Jesus Christ, we are going to be amazed at the untold blessings that Jesus Christ has for us and for those people who we can help to bring to Christ and help to come to know him.